This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, bear with me now as I offer a very brief review of mortgage rates in this economy. The average rate on a 30-year fix right now is just about 3% higher than it was a year ago. But it is lower than it's been in 4 months. So if you're a would-be buyer, what do you do? Those rates are a big deal in real estate negotiations, of course, especially in parts of the country that had a lot of people moving in or moving out during the pandemic. So here with the next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing, Realtor Edition.
Cummins. I'm owner and principal realtor with Kindred SF Homes in San Francisco. I think that I and a lot of agents would say, we don't know what the hell is going on exactly. Usually, San Francisco is so solid, and now some things are selling, some things are not selling. Everything has changed. Things went crazy in April and May, and then there was this sharp drop-off. I mean, we've had some sales recently with multiple offers, like 12 offers on a property still, right? But the difference between the lowest and the highest of those offers has shrunk a lot. You know, there's been a lot of layoffs. There are a lot of freezing hires. Interest rates are up. So buyers are in a position to be a lot more circumspect, and they're thinking harder about how much are they willing to pay for a property. There aren't that many anxious buyers.
The number of buyers has dissipated significantly, but at the same time, the number of sellers has also evaporated. My name is Dave Westall. I'm a realtor in Lake Tahoe with Sierra Sotheby's International Realty. We have a lot of sellers in our market that are sitting on piles of equity. A lot of people own their homes free and clear. People that do have loans on their homes are benefiting from the low interest rates leading up to the pandemic, and they're not motivated to sell. So homes are still near peak market pricing. People that are doing really well financially are less affected by mortgage interest rates, whereas normal people like myself have a harder time buying into the market at this point. A lot of people moved here during the pandemic. Now, as employers are calling people back to the office, you know, the flow of people to Tahoe is definitely slowed down.
There's a drip. Things are still happening, but it's a real head turner, if not a head spinner, for a lot of people. My name is Mindy Palmer. I'm a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Montana Properties in Missoula, Montana. With rates nearly doubled, hovering, you know, between 6 and 7, depending on the day and the Fed's mood, the sellers that were on the fence to sell just, you know, a few months ago are shocked to find that they don't have quite the same power that their predecessors did in all the way up to, I would say, August of 2022. People are sitting on the fence now. They are waiting in the wings to see what's going to happen with the spring market.
Well, I think that the overarching thing is that when you have a lot of surprises coming your way, everyone tends to fall into fear mode.
There's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
I think fear is it's an undercurrent in this market that not everybody's willing to talk about, especially agents. We get asked all the time, what do you think the market's going to do, Mindy? And I tell them, tongue in cheek, my crystal ball has been in the shop for the past 25 years. I don't know what this year is going to bring.
You can tell us about your adventures in housing, whether you are in the industry or just looking for a place to live. You can do it at marketplace.org.